you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream before you 24-7 and 25. If you're on some alien planet where days are 25 hours long, 24-7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, or your favorite I was going to say your favorite crab diving app, but it's your favorite podcasting app.
Oh, yeah. Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
Yeah, I don't either, Lily. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it.
Please clap.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about. Lots of assholery happening from our friends on the right, et cetera, et cetera. Trump, you know, Trump's still president and shit.
Yay.
Expecting, laying back and waiting for his Nobel.
Right.
While he threatens nuclear war on the other half of the planet.
God damn.
Expecting his Nobel. But anyway, we're going to be here for the next couple hours. Join us on social media and everything. Buy shit through our Amazon hold to help us out, et cetera, et cetera. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And what's up, America? This country is supremely fucking fucked right now. We are fucked up.
There's some good people in it.
Okay.
Oh, just hope you can grasp on to that. There's still some decent people left in the world. We won't be talking about any of them today. Probably, because we're blinded by the dick watery of the Republican Party.
It would be better. It would be better if the Republican Party would disband and say, listen, we tried, we failed, we're racists, we suck. We're going back into the fucking woods with our hoods and our burning crosses.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash. I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
They want to torture people to death.
Alex Jones.
They want to torture. Let's explain. This is how I see Republicans. They want to torture. They hate black people. They don't understand gay people. They hate gay people. They hate trans people. They don't believe in the Holocaust.
Women's vaginas belong to men.
Oh, yes. Dominion over the puss. You know. Fuck you.
Having sex with underage girls. A-okay.
Oh, yeah. They don't. They love that. They love that so much. So much. They nearly elected Roy Moore had it not been for African-American females in Alabama to come to the rescue of that shit fuck state.
Join us on social medias during the show or anytime, actually, at Crab Diving on the Twitter or the Instagram, or go to Crab Diving on Facebook.
Yay!
Or on Google Plus, if anybody from this country is actually hanging out on Google Plus still.
Just Russian bots.
And we're also on Tumblr.
Oh, yes. Tumble this, baby.
Not a lot.
Right.
Let's see what's going on. Let's get right to the headlines. There's a whole bunch of shit going on that we can yell and cuss and laugh about.
Eat
mostly yell and cuss.
for these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline May 10th, 2018.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. Hey, fool me. We can't get fooled again.
Ah, the good old days.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you know what's funny about that is so many things. But, like, there's a saying in Texas. It's probably in Tennessee. Did he feel like he... It's just weird. Obviously, he was speaking in Tennessee, right?
Yes.
But he...
Well... I mean, he thought he was. At the time. I don't actually have that evidence, but he believed he was in Tennessee, I think.
Does he believe most sayings in Texas are also shared by Tennessee? Who knows?
Apparently not. It
doesn't matter.
There is an old saying, Texas, probably in Tennessee. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post.
Ooh, suck at my dick.
Still reminding us that it's Asian Pacific American Heritage Month.
Oh, is it really? I didn't know that.
We talked about it a few days.
Oh, okay.
I have to sneeze.
Hey, Kate. Include that shit on the rundown. God damn it. I'm over here, you know, looking like an idiot. I didn't know. Shit, man.
Yeah, because then I told about my ex who preferred to not be called Asian, but preferred to be a Pacific Islander. Now, do you remember?
Yes, I do. But I need that written down, Kate, on the note cards, please. Thank you.
The HuffPo has a picture of Nosferatu.
Nine!
Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, okay.
Nosfuckatu.
I thought that was Paul Ryan.
Nosferatu?
Yeah, like Dracula.
Dracula's different from Nosferatu. Look up Nosferatu, and you'll see the picture of the guy that played in the first vampire movie ever, I believe, which was a silent film called Nosferatu.
Ooh.
And it's Rudy Giuliani.
Siri, Nosferatu.
Where do you see the picture? She's not sure she understands.
Thanks a lot. Good job.
I don't have mine close.
He looks like probably a fucking scary vampire. I mean, if he looks anything like Rudy Giuliani's face, I'm terrified.
I'm surprised it didn't get that. Wait a second.
Nosferatu.
Siri, search the web for Nosferatu.
Here, this will work.
Nope.
Siri,
she fucked up.
Barracuda face. Oh, Eric Trump right here.
Nasa,
go fuck yourself.
I don't even know how it's fucking spelled.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Right.
Nosferatu is a movie,
Dracula,
that was done 1922, German expressionist horror film directed by F.W. Murnau, starring Max Schreck as the vampire Count Orlok.
Yay, and he looks like Giuliani.
It was an unauthorized adaptation of the of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, okay. Of the book. I'm like, you mean Dracula didn't authorize this movie? What the fuck? Oh, damn. He looks just like Giuliani. Honestly, you owe Nosferatu an apology.
The look up Nosferatu, everyone.
Right. Hey, Trump, I think you should get Nosferatu to be your fucking lawyer.
I don't know how the fuck you pronounce it.
Nosferatu, baby.
Anyway, it's a picture of Giuliani over at the HuffPo, and it says, dereliction of Rudy.
Ah!
You know they all sit around a table.
Oh, yes.
And they just brainstorm these ridiculous headlines.
Hey, hire us. I guarantee you, HuffPo, we come up with something funnier. It's not a brag. It's just you suck.
Out at law firm, God. It says, Rudy Giuliani has quit his law firm.
No shit.
Former New York mayor is now one of President Trump's personal attorneys, has abruptly resigned from his law firm following a string of unhinged media appearances. The word on the street is that his law firm, not happy about the loon fests that he's been engaging in on telly.
Explain to me how someone who used to be a mayor, high profile, Rudy Giuliani, how the fuck do you get fucking fired? I mean, God.
Giuliani and the firm Greenberg Traurig released a joint statement on Thursday saying the resignation was effective a day earlier.
I got your Traurig.
The Giuliani took a leave of absence from the firm in April to represent Trump, but he said the pressing demands of special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation have led him to decide to permanently resign. Oh, I'm way too busy with this Russia stuff.
Is his law firm embarrassed of him? Is that what's going on?
Sure, of course they are.
But dude, I mean, I would think you would want to have somebody high profile on your team.
Why not just take a leave of absence? But you don't have to resign from the firm. Right?
Maybe they don't. Right. Maybe they're worried about liability or something. You know what I mean? Do you want to be associated with Donald fucking Trump?
Richard Rosenbaum, the firm's chairman, said Giuliani planned to play a limited role for a short period of time to address specific matters for President Trump.
Yay.
But again, why dost thou needeth to resign?
I know not. I don't know why he didn't resign.
Any of these other guys stayed with their firms, right? That didn't become like government employees. But if they're the personal attorneys of Schindler, they were staying with their own firms, I think.
There's a reason Schindler can't find attorneys. Do you know? Because I don't think people want to be associated with a racist, fucknut, treasonous dickhead. I mean, maybe this law firm's like, listen, Rudy, some bad shit's going to come out about this guy. We don't want to have anything to do with this shit.
The New York Times ran a report that said partners at Greenberg Traurig were reportedly displeased with the implications of Giuliani's comments.
Ah, come on, guys.
One of which was, that was money that was paid by his lawyer the way I would do out of his law firm funds. Michael would take care of things like this, like I take care of this with my clients.
Oh, shit.
They were like, goodbye. Maybe, yeah. Thanks, Rudy. Thanks for playing.
What a fuck up.
Over here at Greenberg Traurig.
Traurig.
We'll pay the hush money to your foreign stars.
Am I right to marvel at how bad he's fucking up? Like, he gets let go from a law firm. I mean, do you think before this, do you think he really did anything at that firm other than lend his name to it because he's a fancy fucknut?
Can you imagine him as Secretary of State?
Sure. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? We had Rex Tillerson. He didn't do shit. He didn't do shit. And now we got this Pompeo. He's a piece of garbage. He just wants to start a war. He loves torture. Gina Haspel, did she get confirmed?
I believe, I don't know yet.
Disgusting. We're a disgusting fucking country. What's wrong with us? It's like America's drunk.
Oops.
Hello. Hello, this is America. We're really, really fucking racist
where's
right
the
now.
Teacher? Here it is.
Well, we always have been.
Rex Tillerson. It was the best thing about the Charlie Brown cartoons on telly was the voices of the parents.
Dude, imagine if Barack Hussein Obama would have said, guess what, guys, for Secretary of State, I'm nominating an oil baron. People would have lost their fucking minds. They would have lost their fucking shit. I think the outrage to some of Trump's appointments hasn't been enough. Rex Tillerson was Secretary of fucking State, dude.
And Trump had never met him or heard of him.
Before all this shit.
Right.
How did... What? Why not make Barracuda Face Secretary of State, dickhead?
That was... Uncle Vlad, that was his marching orders from Uncle Nipples.
Was the country just not, did we not have enough backbone to say, hey, fuck this. This is obviously somebody the Russians want. And we know it was somebody the Russians want, right? Didn't the story come out with evidence supporting the fact that this is the dude Vladimir motherfucking Putin wanted as Secretary of State? There was something on Maddow about that.
Maybe, yeah. I kind of remember that. It's all so blurry.
Yeah, there was communications or emails, something. It's fucked up.
Over at the, there's a sub-headline over at HuffPo. It's a picture. God, still befouling the earth. Dick Cheney.
Disgusting.
Says they should restart the enhanced interrogation program. Of course, he's a lunatic who gets hard for torture.
It's his Viagra.
Disgusting. These conservatives are garbage people. Really gross people. I mean,
I was just thinking of this the other day. Like, you think after, let's say, okay, you're out duck hunting or pheasant hunting. What were they hunting for with Dick Cheney and his buddies, his little fuck nuts?
Negroes.
Right. They're hunting and they're like, the guy that gets shot in the face by Dick Cheney calls his wife. He's like, hey, I'm going to be a little late getting home tonight. This is kind of a weird thing to say, but Dick Cheney shot me in the face. I got to go to the ER. You think she was like, bullshit, I don't believe you.
If I had a nickel.
You're going to the titty bar, aren't you? And he was like, no, I'm serious, if I had a nickel. Oh, God, fuck these conservatives. You're right.
Over at the Drudge Report, speaking of. Drudge apparently pissing off a certain percentage of the lunatics. Cult 45 not happy with Drudge because he disagreed with Trump's attack on the media.
Fuck
the
you,
latest
Matt.
Attack on the media.
Right. Hey, listen, I agree.
Toothless attack, by the way.
Yes.
There's nothing Trump can't start licensing the media. It's just, you can't, it's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, we don't know that, I guess, right? I mean, if say he put a goon out in front of wherever you have your press conferences and said, you can come in, you can't. You can come in, you can't.
Well, he could do that.
Then what would we do?
But,
nothing.
Well, what are these? This farce of a press briefing every day anyway.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
Everybody just knows that it's just going to be the Gamorrean guard up there lying her face off.
I kind of think people should stop going. Just stop going to these. Like, even taking his calls, answering his emails, interacting with this motherfucker on any level is enabling this guy. I mean, I honestly think when Nancy and Chuck had lunch with this dude and tried to negotiate shit with him, they did the country a fucking disservice. You're enabling this motherfucker.
That backfired on him, though.
Well.
And the Republicans. So tactically,
Gaka,
that was a. I mean, he ended up fucking them, of course.
Like
he does everybody.
Right.
But. It really, that was one of the first times that the base got shook a little, that Breitbart was like, whoa, wait a minute. Why is he meeting with Chuck and Nancy? Why is he dealing with these Democrats?
Right.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Ooh.
You know what? Actually, let's check out Breitbart just for last.
Oh, yeah, dude. Breitbart's probably more fun than Drudge. Good God.
The headline at the Breitbart says, Cry Wolf Backlash, CNN's May ratings already collapsing by 20%+.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
I'm sure
they're crowing
true.
About the evil lying media.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some anti-Semitic angle in that article or something.
Oh, boy. Tune in.
Yes.
Probably to the majority report tomorrow or so. Because there's a big thing here about Dennis Miller.
Right.
And Sam Cedar on the Majority Report frequently roasts Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
I think Sam Cedar was doing comedy the same time as Dennis Miller
back in the day. I have no idea.
And Dennis Miller has done Lost His Mind.
Yeah, he sucks.
And they also frequently have on Andy Kindler.
And this is the Majority Report podcast.
Who roasts them? Yeah, on the Majority Report.
Well, listen to our show.
Well,
and if you have time, maybe. Well, no. Listen, I'm going
to
disagree.
Then listen to K Boys.
Just listen to our shows on our network. And then maybe, possibly, if you have a second, maybe listen to other news outlets.
I think you should listen to other places.
Fuck
always
that.
Question us. No. Also,
I want everybody to listen to our show. Fuck this shit.
Everybody that tells me they get their news just from our show.
I hug
it
them.
Sends
I love it.
Shudders up my spine.
I love it. Please. We have the best news. We have the best words. We have the best people. Right, Kate?
Verify.
Yes. Verify through crabdiving.com.
Even us.
No, we're fine.
Breitbart says that's their headline, but down lower is a big thing about Dennis Miller. It says, meanwhile, this picture of Dennis Miller, was he in college when he took this picture? Dennis Miller does not look like this right now. Dennis Miller says Trump rope-a-dope is working.
Oh, God.
What if you're going to be the cool kids, you cannot be hysterical every day.
Shut up, you piece of outdated fucking shit.
Veteran Hollywood actor and stand-up comedian Dennis Miller. I'm reading from Breitbart. Join Sirius XM host Alex Marlowe on Wednesday's edition of Breitbart News Daily, where they all talk like this, you know, like women, feminism ruined this country and everything,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my God. Dennis, what happened to you? You used to be funny. You're not. You're not funny anymore. That's horrible. As a comedian, that's the worst thing you could do to yourself is make you not funny. How do you not want to run out into traffic or have a Greek event and just like stab your eyeballs out?
Marlowe asked the Saturday Night Live alum if there's anything to author Bret Easton Ellis's argument that there's a backlash brewing against the leftist hysteria in Hollywood.
Fuck you.
And that Congress will eventually result in more celebrities such as Kanye West rebelling against the liberal agenda.
Fuck you.
Oh, in Hollywood and in Congress.
Yes.
That will eventually result in more. Okay.
These racists, dude, they can all suck dicks. Fuck them.
If you're going to be the cool kids, you can't be hysterical every day, Miller said of Democrats.
Don't tell me how to be, dickhead. You be funny. What do you think about that?
They're constantly campaigning for Trump's impeachment.
Yeah.
If you're saying the guy is Hitler-like or he's a hooker junkie, you're missing the point. Because eventually, the boy who cried wolf syndrome takes over and people go, geez, it seems to me that Trump won on November 8th. And every single day, it's the end of the world.
You're propping up a fascist. That's it. That's the truth. You're propping up a fascist. Fuck you. You used to be funny. You used to be interesting. But now you're sucking the dick of a fucking totalitarian racist dickhead. Apologize to your black friends.
Oh, my God. God. Believe me, I'm socially as liberal as they come. But I'd like to keep half my money, and I don't trust radical Islamists as far as I can throw them.
Fuck you. What a piece
when
of shit.
When he was asked why he moved on from the liberal side on certain things. I saw something somewhere where they said that he really, like, literally lost his mind after 9/11. That 9/11, something snapped in
right.
his brain. And his Islamophobia and his xenophobia overwhelmed whatever brain cells he had going on there.
Well, I don't know. Who knows? All I know, Dennis, is you're a piece of shit. You're on the wrong side of history. Fuck you. You should know better. You should know better.
Oh, God. Do you want to hear a second of this from Breitbart Radio?
Is this Dennis Miller? Oh, God.
Here's Dennis Miller on
my vomit bucket,
Breitbart News Daily. Bro-tastic. I'm just going to skip in somewhere
vomitous.
In the middle.
Horrible.
Sort of a scam, the artwork. It's kind of cool looking, but it is derivative of things that actually existed or portraits of people done Warholian style. And I always would look back and think, well, was Andy Warhol, was it like a pulling the wool, a Mark Kostabi thing where he's pulling the wool over everybody's eyes? And then
it was like, you know, when Euripides back in the ancient Greek times was,
You know, the great thing about Dennis Miller, he's so relaxed. He doesn't give a fuck. He just says, hey, listen, look at all these big words I know. I don't feel any sense of responsibility to be funny, to entertain. Wow. What freedom. I mean, what garbage. What are you talking about?
So there's your little taste, oh, Breitbart.
It's like, I don't know. You opened for Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, the Bill O'Reilly.
You opened for Bill O'Reilly.
And do you remember those clips we played? It was like he shoved a softball sized Xanax up his ass before he walked out.
Well, damn, of course. Who knows? He's miserable. How can you be happy? You're opening for Bill O'Reilly. I can't tell you. I'd have to have a Pyrex bowl full of pills. Shit. Yes. Yes. He's on drugs. Absolutely. You want him to do that sober? I mean,
I'll be carving the complete works of Shakespeare into my arms later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure. I'm bleeding out in the tub. I tell you what, Dennis Miller, if he had not lost his mind or whatever they claim went on at 9/11, see, what I believe is he's a piece of shit.
Well, of course, he's a wacko. The shit potential was always there.
He should be filling the amphitheaters. He was huge back in the day.
And funny, I thought.
Yes.
I thought at one point he was actually kind of funny.
But that's gone.
Yes.
That's not now.
No.
You're garbage. You opened for Bill O'Reilly, dude. I mean, I don't know how you still like walk out into traffic and say, hit me, fuck it, I'm done. No offense.
Drudge Report has a headline that says Trump goes big.
Ha 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 ha. Ooh, yes.
Leads to an Associated Press report says Trump's high-risk doctrine swing for the bleacher seats.
Ooh, yes. What?
Trump's upcoming summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, which was announced today via Twitter.
Right. Oh, how nice. How nice. How classy. Why not announce it on Snapchat?
I'll be meeting Kim Jong-un. Join me on Chatterbait.
Follow me on Grindr.
Trump's announcement is the only latest example of the president's go big strategy, from tax reform to international trade to foreign policy. Trump has pursued a high risk, high reward approach that advisors say can help produce results on long standing problems.
What advisors?
But critics warn could trigger dangerous repercussions.
Yay.
All the way from trade war to global conflict.
Global conflict. And what they mean is nuclear fucked up war. What do they mean, this go big? Is that Trump's word for this shit, or is that the press? Or are they giving him that term? Do you know what I mean? Did his people come up with go big? Like, be best. Go big, be best. Fuck you.
It says critics say Trump sometimes focuses on bold gestures first and then fallout later.
Think about what that means.
Fallout is sadly not a great term to use for that, because it could be literal fallout.
Well, that's actually clever. It could be literal or figurative. You pick. Which would you rather have? Figurative, I mean. Oh, God.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report, is Trump's going big, everybody.
Yay!
Trump goes big.
You know, this Dennis Miller thing, back in the day, he must have said, you know what, there's a lot of money to be made catering to these right-wing nut job dickheads. None of these comics are doing it.
I don't know that he did.
So maybe I'll do that.
He disappeared for a while after that whole NFL disaster, right? When they put him as a commentator on the NFL.
He was a shit.
People watching the NFL had to listen to obscure
right.
Phoenician references.
He was like that before. He was a right-wing nut job piece of shit before that.
Was he?
Yes, absolutely. I remember that.
I don't remember.
He was garbage prior.
I remember not.
Oh, well. We played those clips of him on Bill O'Reilly, opening for the live Bill O'Reilly show. I mean, what's fun about that? You know what I mean? Like, if you're doing comedy on the road and you're a big name, it's a little rock and roll. You know what I mean? Now you're opening for Bill O'Reilly. What do you think that demographic is?
Yeah.
Old, white, on oxygen. You know what I mean? Fuck that.
Oh, my God.
With that
Arizona Senate GOP candidate.
Yeah. Well, that can't be good. That can't be good.
Republican Arizona candidate Kelly Ward's campaign paid former White House aide Sebastian Gorka $5,240 to appear at an event.
I'm sorry. Was that Sebastian Gorka or Miley Cyrus?
Sebastian Gorka? This is no longer the time of the pajama boy.
alpha males are taking over. That guy.
Yeah, I'm looking to see what does he look like? I mean, is he?
He's the guy that looks like Steven Seagal wannabe.
Yeah, God, he does.
Doesn't he? He looks like.
Well,
I said he plays a Bond villain in all the dinner theater productions.
You know,
community theater productions.
Sebastian Gorka needs this gig because I don't know how much this man must spend on hair dye. He's got jet black hair. God, is it 23?
Jesus Christ. I mean, Sebastian Gorka.
Yes.
Oof. And according to Michael Wolff's book, if I recall, Fire and Fury, there are still nobody at the White House knows or knew what he did. He was there.
Nobody knows.
He wandered around. He went on telly every once in a while.
Hello.
But he couldn't get security clearance. Another one that couldn't get security clearance. So what could he be involved with?
Well, nobody knew what he was. You're right. If nobody knows what he's doing.
Special advisor. $170,000, I think he was making or something like that.
Oh, my God.
As a special advisor to the president.
I mean, hey, Trump, we have a question. You got a couple of Nazis walking around the White House. We don't exactly know what they're being paid for. We have Nazis
right.
He's
the one that wore that Nazi medal.
Yes.
To the inauguration. Some Hungarian group that's tied to white supremacy and neo-Nazi shit.
Yay. You know, that is a definite fuck you. That is taking a stand. He wants people to know that he's a fucked up white supremacist fascist dickhead. I mean, you're wearing a medal.
Yeah.
People are going to wonder where the fuck it came from. Weird.
And also, wasn't he the one that like, they found out that he went to, like, the equivalent of Trump University somewhere in Europe? Like, he was touted on Fox for such a long time as a terrorism expert, but they found out that...
Yeah, he's just a...
You know, he went to some online university or something in England.
He went to, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a joke, like a... White supremacy.
The era of the pajama boy is over and the alpha males are back. The era of the pajama boy is over and the alpha males are back.
Okay, where did he say that?
On CNBC, I think, or
something. In an interview?
Yeah, he's on television.
Hey, whoever interviewed this dude and he said that, and your next question wasn't, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's right after the
You're
election.
Fired.
So he was all turgid.
Ooh,
over the
yes.
fact that the pajama boys, these
Nine.
These Obama people, the pajama boys.
Right. Was he quoting Hogan's Heroes?
And he's British.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's British and like Hungarian or something. So
oh,
I don't
yeah,
know where
yeah.
this affectation comes from.
Well, he's a big fascist. That's how fascists talk. You didn't
Sorry,
know
I got,
that?
I got distracted by that headline that somebody that a candidate paid five. Arizona candidate paid $5,000? Do they think Gorka is seriously going to help them?
It's Arizona. It's a state of, what's his fuck, with Joe Arpaio. It's a
yeah.
state of that. You remember, maybe you forgot, their governor was this lady named Jan Brewer.
Yeah, I know.
And they vote for shitheads in Arizona.
I just didn't think. Gorka was like a
he's in the club,
a celeb
well,
on that side.
Well, if you're a big racist dickbag, absolutely.
Man.
I mean, listen, that hey in Arizona,
$5,200.
There, what is that?
It's how much he got paid for to speak that night.
Hey, they're anti pajama boy. What do you expect?
We'll do it for $4,000. You can have crab diving.
I mean, we're not gonna be
at your campaign event.
Wait. If anybody's out there running for office, you know. Wait, progressives. I'm not going out for any Republicans. You can suck my fucking dick.
If you're a donor to this asshole.
Right.
I mean, she could be nothing but if she paid money for Gorka to come speak at her event. She's got to be
Gorka.
An asshole. If you're a donor to her, wouldn't you be like, wait a second. $5,000 of the money we gave you is going to bring Sebastian fucking Gorka to talk? This is your headliner?
that we're paying $5,000 to? They probably had to put him up in a fucking hotel and pay for his flight, too.
Well, I mean, let's think of who you would ask before him. I mean, maybe that maybe this is the best white supremacist Nazi fuck cunt they could afford. This is the best one they could afford. They probably tried, hey, Stephen Miller, will you please come at our, to our event? And the quote was too high.
God, what is David Duke making?
Oh, a lot. I guarantee
for his appearances.
A lot. That guy is a famous KKK dick fuck. This Gorka, no David Duke. Who do you think is the most expensive? Ted Nugent? Biggest racist?
God.
Who's the guy from Texas Walker Ranger? That guy is Chuck Norris is probably expensive.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Can't afford him. And the Christians. He bleeds over into the Christian side, too.
How much for Kirk Cameron? How much do you think Kirk Cameron has a quote to speak at these conservative fucknut organizations?
Yes.
Oh, God.
No doubt.
Who's worse, Kirk Cameron or Dennis Miller? Whose fall from grace was worse? Kirk Cameron was the face of a...
I think Kirk Cameron went nuts when he was a teenager, right? So, that's, you know, the people around him should have helped rescue him from the Christo loons.
I'm going to push back. Kirk Cameron had someone fired because they posed in Playboy.
But that was when he ended was a her teenager. Career. That was... It didn't end her career. It kicked her off that show. But
it kicked her off a sitcom.
Well, you're right. It was great sitcom money.
A lot of fucking money. I would have nightmares. I would have dreams of doing bad things to Kirk Cameron if he kicked me off a show because I posed in Playboy, which, you know, is fucking unlikely. What's that?
Christian Speakers 360, a Christian talent booking agency.
Bleah.
Kirk Cameron Speaker Information.
Is it a lot? Hold on, let me guess. What is it? Is it for
Kirk Cameron is an actor producer who continues to impact the word for Christ
is
through
actor
marriage seminars.
What is actor in quotes?
No, and speaking weird. Engagements across the country. I have his fee range.
Okay, 1 second. Now, this fee range, is this for one appearance?
Yeah.
Okay, so for a night with Kirk Cameron speaking at your event. Whew, okay. I'm gonna say $10,000.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Then I would have to say
what? Higher? Shut up.
$50,000 is Kirk Cameron's fucking
Fuck this! That's stupid! Evangelicals, listen to me! Listen to me! Stop believing in Sky God. It's making you dumb. It's making you idiotic. $30,000? $30,000 is the low end?
It's a sample.
Oh, my God. I get this for $30,000.
Kirk Cameron speaking at Liberty University.
Ooh.
So this is probably that forced meeting where all the kids have to go. Right? Like when Ted Cruz announced his fucking announcement for president, and we found out that he did it on the day that is mandatory. That you're punished as a student at Liberty if you don't show up for this convocation thing.
Are they holding guns to people's heads while they're who is cheering for Kirk Cameron? I'm worried about these people.
This is Liberty University.
Oh God. Oh.
This is really cool.
No, fuck you.
You know, just seeing all of you sing that Growing Pains theme song, it sort of threw me back 25 years. I wanted to run up here and just say, Mom, Dad, I was not sneaking out of the house to hang with Eddie and Boner on a school night. I was studying at the library.
What the fuck is this?
This is $50,000, man. This is gold.
You remember that song?
What?
Show me that smile.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I guess they played that. I would sue if I were the...
Oh, I would sue...
If I were the producers.
I would sue the living fuck out of this.
Okay, we'll play one more little section. This is 33 minutes long. Pick a time.
I don't know what to say. You know what? I want to get up to the 5 minutes before it's done.
28 minutes?
28 minutes in.
The big climax?
Yeah.
Kirk Cameron.
Book, which is the Bible, over his head, so that a law that man makes must never be in contradiction or violate the eternal rules of right. And to his right is inscribed Lady Justice with scales and a sword, because she doesn't bear the sword in vain, but the laws are just.
Is he talking about his tramp stamp that he got?
He sucks, dude. He used to be a cool... I mean, 50
grand.
Imagine this guy.
Maybe he gave him a discount at Liberty.
Oh, yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. You guys are way into... Is he a true believer? He must be a believer.
Kirk Cameron. It's like... $30,000 to $50,000.
I think...
There you go.
I think... I don't know who's worse. Dennis Miller. I say Kirk Cameron's worse. I mean, he's just vile. Like, you know, quit telling these young people that the Bible doesn't need to be contradicted in our laws, or whatever the fuck you're saying. 50 grand? 50 grand for that shit speech? Yeah, is he saying anything else that is remotely different than what any other evangelical fucktwant says on any given Sunday?
Because they don't have anything.
They don't have anything.
They've
new.
Got the same old hits, and that's it.
Let me run through them for you. You're gonna burn in hell. White people are the best. Vote for Donald Trump. Suck my dick. Bam.
Well, but don't suck another guy's dick.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, don't talk about it. Please, I pray to Sky God, if you're listening, please, Sky God, let a video of Kirk Cameron sucking off a black man surface, please. What's up? Don't die, because I don't know how to work the fucking controls.
Oh my God.
What did you see?
I just looked up Dennis Miller's fees.
Is it 100 grand or some shit like that?
It's 100 to 200,000 dollars.
To do what? To be not funny? To
wow.
be not funny? I want to be not funny. Oh,
all
I want this.
All American speakers.
Oh, what
Dennis Miller, 1 to $200,000.
Hi, Kate, get the aliens on the phone right now. Tell them to travel to Earth and vaporize us. We're done. Our society sucks. This planet is a failure. God, that's disgusting. How much is Nickelback?
It's been said that Miller is one of the premier comedy talents in America today.
Ah! What?
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Five-time Emmy Award winner.
Yeah.
For his critically acclaimed half-hour live talk show, Dennis Miller Live, which was on for 215 episodes.
Holy yay.
Shit.
Great. Wow. I think that was good. That was back when he didn't suck. That was back before he was a Trump sucker.
Whew.
Damn, wow. Congratulations, Kirk Cameron. I think, I honestly... For what you have to offer. I mean, Dennis Miller at least is a stand-up and, you know, I don't know. He knows how to be on stage. You're not even entertaining. You're garbage. So congrats on making 50 grand for sucking.
And Crab Dennis diving Miller is available too. for your events, by the
oh,
way.
Yeah.
Much cheaper.
No. Fuck that. If Kirk Cameron is getting 30, I want more than Kirk Cameron. Fuck him. Honestly, God damn.
I would hope we'd be a little more entertaining than Kirk Cameron.
I mean, we'll come do fucking a 4-hour show live. 4 hours, 45 grand, 45 grand.
We could read a transcript of what Kirk Cameron says and do better.
45 grand, and I got to get together the writer. We're going to need somebody. I need somebody to be in charge of
writer.
Yeah, for
Why
Kate.
Why are we writing it?
Writer.
Well, we got to deal with Kate's people first to see if she's even involved. We got to talk to her agent.
Just need a bowl of yogurt.
Trump's America.
Oh, God.
Now that I've lost my mind that Kirk Cameron is making $30,000 a speech.
God, you evangelicals. I mean, I think you all need brain scans. To scan what? There's nothing in there.
This is... the sovereign state of Ohio.
Ohio. Oh, yeah. We need Kirk Cameron. It's
Middleburg Heights.
Middleburg
Ohio.
Heights. Big Kirk Cameron fans out there. What do they call it? Does Kirk Cameron have a name for his fans like Kirk Heights or the
morons?
Cameron suckers. Idiots.
Dumb shits.
Fuck faces. Fuck faces, I think, is good.
A biracial couple
Yes.
So you know where this is going.
Why is everybody so fucking racist?
An Ohio family woke up to racial slurs spray painted on their home.
God damn it.
They found a swastika on the garage door, a KKK symbol painted on their sidewalk, and a stuffed animal monkey hanging from a tree in their front yard.
A stuffed animal monkey?
A biracial couple.
God. Again, America, Nazis suck. Nazis are bad. This is bad. We're in a bad place.
They've lived there for 7 years, said this is not the first time they've experienced racism. We don't want to move. We worked so hard to get the house we wanted. We shouldn't have to move because some jerk has a problem with our skin color and us being together.
Of course. Of course! This is nuts!
See, I abhor violence, but I would be okay with these homeowners standing their ground.
You gotta
if somebody comes onto their property to deface it.
Oh, yeah. This is nuts.
Some racist piece of shit scum.
Right.
Subhumans.
Ooh.
Republicans.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Undoubtedly.
Fuck yeah.
Great job, GOP, these days.
Yeah, you guys good job, dickheads.
Bang, fucking up job.
Yay.
So there you go. They're the, I guess, the... Oh, yeah, there's a SS symbol. There's a KKK.
Perfect.
Whites only spray painted on their garage door.
At some point, dickheads, I think they get it. You're a racist piece of shit. We understand that. And you don't like this biracial couple because your brain didn't fully form in your skull, or you're just garbage. You're subhuman. You're a fuck nut. We understand.
And your parents are probably racist piece of shit,
oh,
too.
Yes. And your grandparents and everybody around you, your friends suck. Fuck you. Don't vote. Please don't vote. Don't vote and start smoking.
There was a whole bunch of racist stories over at Raw Story. The Raw Story is really good at finding these.
Well, you know that story.
This Trump America stuff.
What about that story? I think we did it yesterday. A college student was arrested. Nearly arrested for napping while black at the place where she fucking lives.
Yep.
She lives there.
And the police, not exactly. I mean, she's lucky she didn't get shot. She's lucky she didn't get beaten up and tased, which is the way things tend to go in other places for black people.
It's like, you know, all these things need to change people. But the truth is, we just have to do better. We got to do better. And I don't know how to do better. I don't know how to make people not so fucking racist. They're stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Quit going to Kirk Cameron shows.
They lost their minds when the black guy got into the White House.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one we read one time that in one of these studies that said, you know, it's basically racism and white butt hurt that is the driver behind Trump's ascendance, not economic.
Yes.
Pissy babiness.
I remember that. No, it's just straight up racism. It's simple. People are bigots.
But there was one guy who was like, who said the white people are upset because the president's supposed to be someone you can look up to, and they look up to the president and they see he doesn't look like me. It's not me up there.
He's black.
Well,
and you're white.
We're not dealing with rational minds.
God. You're so dumb. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to help you. You're fucking idiots. No excuse. There's no excuse for racism. You got a fucking computer in your pocket. Google something. Educate yourself. Don't be a fuckhead.
There's a story also of these here in Florida. In Tallahassee, there was a video put out on social media.
Yes.
Of some high school students shooting a BB gun and using racial slurs while driving.
Okay, great.
Childs High School principal Joe Burgess spoke to the student seen in the video shooting a pellet gun while talking about attacking N-words and driving. Oh, he's driving at the same time while he's shooting.
Great, great. Lovely.
Claimed to have taken appropriate disciplinary measures.
Is a pellet gun, is it, that's a BB gun basically, or?
He said there's not much they can do. It's a civil matter because it was recorded off campus.
Can't you, I don't know, can't you kick him off the planet or something? Can't we put them somewhere?
And this high school must be great because this is not the first time Childs High has been the center of racial strife. Last year, the school was scandalized after students were seen flying Confederate flags from the back of their trucks.
Oh, my God.
Remember we did that show where we did that story where they and then the next day there were more of them driving around.
And then
there were threats to the school. The school has banned everything but the American flag at the school.
I think, you know, and I'm including progressives. Everyone has failed. Everyone's failed to some degree. Some of us tried. Some of us didn't. Some of us made it worse. The point is we failed. Kate, I need you to get Wakanda on the phone. Honestly, we need Black Panther and all those little spaceships to come over here and fuck all these racists up. You know what I mean? Call Black Panther. We're fucked.
And there's another story at Raw Story. This is Texas.
Fuck you, boy.
These are wonderful little snowflakes here.
Jade Helm 15.
Three Texas students have been disciplined over a viral video in which one teen used the N-word 25 times in 10 seconds.
Oh, my God. Did you not watch Amistad? Do you not have empathy? Do you not just want to be hate? I mean, think about yourself. Do you want to be hateful? How do you look at yourself in the mirror? And you know what I mean? How do you live with your shitty self?
Three students from the Midlothian Independent School District.
Midlothian. Is that in Middle Earth?
In Texas.
Oh, yeah, it is.
They've been disciplined over an online video. Ooh. Shows them using derogatory and racist language. The district notified its 14,000 parents through email.
Yes.
After the video went viral. In the short clip that was widely shared, one teen uses the N-word 25 times in just 10 seconds.
How do you do that? you psychic. Yeah, hey, parents of that teen, I don't know if you're racist. If you're not, you really gotta engage your children. Don't worry about talking to them about sex. Don't worry about that. They're gonna get pregnant. They're gonna spread STDs. They're idiot teenagers. But my God, teach them to not be racist. I mean, am I
school,
partially right?
Midlothian School Superintendent Lane Ledbetter wrote to parents, this video and social media posts have since gone viral, says the situation is heartbreaking at best.
Right.
Warns that any offensive, demeaning, and inappropriate language by a student, teacher, or staff member is unacceptable, and they will face swift and severe consequences.
Well, good.
But what's the difference here between this and the one in Florida? If this was
nothing,
if this was done off campus also.
Well, you know, the people in Florida aren't lucky enough to have this. What is his name? Lane Ledbetter. I love that name.
Sounds like a comic book.
Good job, Lane. I mean, you know, fuck it.
Anthony Grant, African-American father of two, who recently moved to Midlothian.
Yeah.
Watched the video, said it's very disturbing to me knowing that my kids may have to deal with this as well.
You're worried about the safety of your kids. White people, imagine what it would be like to send your kid to that school if you're African American. Wouldn't you worry about their fucking safety? Wouldn't you?
Local mother Molly Carmack was also surprised to hear racial slurs being used.
Yes.
She considers Midlothian to be a welcoming community.
What color are you, Molly?
Oh, you know she's white.
You're white!
She does wonder why, though, the district got involved.
Because?
It didn't happen at school. I mean, just because he attends there, I don't know how you can hold him accountable for that, she said.
Because you gotta do something. You gotta, if you're an educator and you see the shit, what are you supposed to do? Sit on your hands? Do nothing? You gotta do something to, about this. Oh, God, we suck.
Ledbetter wrote to parents on Wednesday informing them the school district's ongoing efforts to promote inclusivity and tolerance, Since the fall, all of the district's principals have undergone cultural proficiency training.
But good. That's good.
All the teachers should undergo cultural proficiency training.
Yeah.
Not just the principals.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, soon it will be expanded to include all employees. Well, I'm for that. But how sad is it that we have to teach people and have seminars that say, you know what? Brown people are people, and we should treat them the same as we do anybody else.
I mean, do we think these people can change? Like, if you're a racist kid, and in 10 seconds you rattle off the N-word in 25 times, you're driving around being a dickhead, shooting off a pellet gun, yelling N-word, N-word.
Right.
What hope? God, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Do you think there's any hope for these fucking racists?
Well, I don't think these parents... Yeah, I think the parents are probably wearing MAGA hats equally as racist.
Everybody sucks. Goddamn. Oh, wow.
Not always the case, but, you know, occasionally some liberal parents have a disappointment in a child. Yeah. And it turns out to be a conservative. Just watch Family Ties.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, are you citing a fictional television show?
Yeah. that's proof.
It's not, though.
It's absolutely proof.
It's not.
It could happen.
It's on TV.
It's real.
You want every parent to be as good as Michael Gross and Diane, what's her fuck? Diane. What was the actress name?
Oh, I remember.
Michael Gross. I saw Michael Gross in Macbeth.
He's a good stage actor, right?
He was great. He was the best thing in that production. The worst thing in this production, Macbeth, of which I speak, was Kelsey Grammer as the title role. Holy God.
Oh, wow.
It was like Frasier. I know we talked about this.
That would have been an experience, though. That would have been amazing.
I mean, he's so bad.
It's just like, I know it would have been the worst thing ever, but that's why you go see it when Keanu Reeves did Hamlet in Toronto.
Right. You know.
And the best review that he got was, well, he remembered all of his lines. That was the best review.
How many lines? I got to tell you something.
It's a lot of lines.
I did a production of
Meredith
Hamlet.
Baxter Burney.
Meredith Baxter Burney. She was great. Those were great parents, and they're fictional. They're fictional. So our hope is in Family Ties? Oh,
yes.
God. That was a great night of television. It was a great night of role models. What was on at 8? I believe it was The Cosby Show. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah.
It was, that was The Cosby Show, followed by Family Ties, followed by A Different World, followed by Night Court.
Wait, A Different World wasn't on right after Cosby?
No, I take that back. Before A Different World, Cheers. Cheers was also on that night.
Wow.
It was great.
Friends? Yeah.
Wasn't
all that must-see TV on one night?
That racist television show wasn't on for years after that.
I was far too young, so I don't.
Friends was racist.
I don't remember.
You know why? You can have a group of friends hanging out in New York. Everybody's white. Bullshit. Come on.
Well, I don't think that's bullshit. I think that the apartments they had were bullshit.
I think it's bullshit.
When they were working in a coffee shop?
Oh, yeah, that was bullshit.
And they've got an amazing penthouse apartment in Manhattan?
They live in New York. The only people on that show were literally white motherfuckers in sweaters.
Right.
Lies. Fake news. Fuck that.
Should have been called No Black Friends.
Yeah, it should have been.
Alex Jones, you may have heard of him.
Ooh.
We had a little dry period.
Ooh, yes. Does he get along with Kirk Cameron and Dennis Miller?
He probably gets along with Miller. I don't... Alex whips out his Jesus-ness occasionally.
Right.
But nobody, I don't think, believes it. And
is Alex Jones quote...
He doesn't seem to have a lot of preachers on his show. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's true. Is Alex Jones, is his quote... to perform somewhere more or less than Kirk Cameron. Discuss.
God, do you think Alex Jones has a speaking fee?
Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Do you think he has time?
Yes. God damn, he's got... There's no way that motherfucker didn't have a fee to go somewhere. He's got to have an agent. He's got to have an agent that negotiates his bullshit.
Yeah, I guess.
I wonder what it is for Alex Jones. I'm going to say he's more than Kirk Cameron, right?
I guess. I don't know. I guess.
I'm going to say 75 grand a pop to have Alex Jones come to your birthday party and make everybody upset. Alex Jones is all coked up. Could you imagine it's somebody's fucking birthday party?
throwing chairs around, screaming about the Illuminati. He's like, it's what I wanted.
That would be worth the $50,000. Yeah. See, Alex Jones would probably be worth his speaking fee, but yeah. Kirk Cameron?
Right. By the way, on our Twitter, Lynette is spot on. She sent a picture of...
Spot on.
Spot on. What's that? That Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer character. It looks like just like Sebastian Gorka, the guy that talks to the dentist. You know, I want to be a dentist, that guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks just like Gorka. Bam.
From the old, like, claymation things or whatever. They weren't claymation, but they were... Oh, wow, that? It does. Yeah, holy totally. Shit.
Looks just like that.
The elf, the boss worker elf.
Right. He was Gorka. What does that mean, tinfoil hat person? Deep state.
I don't know how good the audio is on this. This is Alex in the car.
Okay. Is he driving around screaming the N-word, yeah, shooting a pellet gun? God damn.
Here's Alex. It looks like traffic's pretty heavy wherever. He's in Dallas, right?
Perfect.
Here's Alex Jones.
I like the North Korean peace deal. But God, you libtards are dumb.
Fuck you.
You think as the big tech giants let you promote yourselves that means you're the leaders? I know I'm swimming upstream here. Because I'm not salmon shit. I'm a salmon.
I'm not salmon shit. I'm a salmon.
Merch. That's merch. That's merch.
On a t-shirt, right?
I want a coffee mug, a hat. I'm not salmon shit. I'm salmon, baby.
The leaders, I know I'm swimming upstream here. Because I'm not salmon shit. I'm a salmon. You're squirting out the end of the salmon. Jesus, God. The globalists told me a long time ago when Rothkopf and the Kissinger Group tried to hire me. They said, Alex, you can't get the public to wake up. They're animals. We tried to help them. They'll only tear you apart. And it's true. You don't care. You don't want the truth. You don't want to be helped. You want to drink fluoride and take Prozac and GMO, and you want to die. You love it. You love being losers. You love being failures. You love being ill-informed. You love not being able to find even your capital city on a map. You love it!
Oh, my God. I love this.
I'm concerned about him paying attention while he's driving here.
Listen, Alex, if your agent tells you your quote is less than Dennis Miller's, you fire that motherfucker. That he's
being
good.
Failures. You love being ill-informed. You love not being able to find even your capital city on a map. You love it.
Pausing.
But I will not join the globalists in their extermination. I will not be part of it. God Almighty.
There you go.
God Almighty. You love it.
Alex Jones proclaiming, I am not salmon shit, I'm a salmon.
And then the little line he has after is pretty good, too. He's like squirting out the end of it.
I don't come squirting out the end of the,
Why is he thinking about that? Why did he come up with that image? How often do you think about a salmon taking a shit? Often. Can you believe his kids, he doesn't have full custody of his children? I mean, God. Could you imagine? You're a loser.
Did you do your homework?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Trump's America.
Fuck you, boy.
Also.
Ooh.
This is, you know, there's a few of these candidates that are running around, and let's call them Nazis.
Okay, yeah.
Anti-Semites,
dude.
White nationalists, white supremacists, KKK members, etc., etc.
We should all be disturbed.
And one thing that they all have in common, aside from being white males.
Ooh, perfect.
Is they're also running as Republicans.
Wow.
For some reason.
Wow.
They feel affiliated with that party.
Wait, are you telling me there's not one Nazi running on a Democratic ticket? Bullshit.
So there's a guy in California.
Yeah.
Now.
Great.
Who is running, I think, for Senate.
As a Nazi or something? He's a Nazi?
God. Is an unabashed anti-Semite and anti-Israel.
Great.
White nationalist.
I'm unabashed about my shittiness. I am proud. I'm a proud shithead. Look at me.
Here is a clip.
Yes.
Oh, we spoke of this gentleman earlier as I speculated on his speaking fee on David Duke's radio program.
Oh, my God.
Here is Republican candidate.
Republican, right?
In he's California.
Republican? Oh, okay.
This guy, it says Patrick Little is his name.
Little.
How dare you befoul the name Patrick.
Oh, yes.
Little is an unabashed anti-Semite who says he wants to keep his supporters, quote, safe from non-whites.
What the fuck? God damn.
Is promising voters he'll work to achieve a government, quote, free from Jews.
Yeah. I mean,
if they elect him to the Senate.
You know, I would like my representatives to keep everyone safe from Nazis.
Right? California has one of those jungle primaries, which means the top two candidates that win the primary.
Yes.
Go on to the general election regardless of party. So okay. It could be two Democrats. It could be two Republicans. It could be a Whig.
It could be a couple of Nazi fucknuts, right?
Unless somebody wins, I think, by more than 50%, then they just give it to them.
Don't they have laws in other countries that don't allow, like, fucking racist dickbags to run? Don't they have that?
They have laws in other countries that don't allow racist dickbags to talk.
Why don't we have that?
There was a guy I saw, I had this in the spreadsheet for a while. I got rid of it, though, because it was getting too old. But there was a story of a guy in Germany, I want to say. I think it might have been Germany, might have been England, you know, where they have a little more restrictive speech laws.
Yeah, they're concerned about Nazis. They're concerned about...
This guy got in trouble for teaching and putting a video up.
Right.
Teaching his dog how to Heil Hitler. Like he would say "Sieg Heil" and the dog would put its foot up.
That's so sad.
And he put and then he said "Heil Hitler," I think, and the dog put its foot up.
So
he got like jail. Like I think he was criminally charged in Europe for hate speech.
Yeah. Imagine he's teaching his dog how to Heil Hitler. I hope the guy's not a parent. We need shit like that. We don't take Nazis seriously in this country.
So here's a little bit of Republican. Let's drive this home, people. Republican candidate, avowed Nazi. He was at some. I saw something yesterday or the day before.
He was
thrown out of somewhere or something. And
yeah.
Then he filmed himself stomping on an Israeli flag.
God, what an idiot!
Here's a little bit of Patrick Little on. The David Duke radio show.
Is David Duke on the radio?
This is Trump's America, y'all. Trump's America.
Fuck you.
Nazis and KKK grand viziers on radio programs.
Nazis are bad.
Nazism squeezes everyone out, whether it's resources like tax breaks or it's opportunity like elite education. Everyone is being squeezed out, abused, and exploited by these Jewish supremacists and their nepotism. And it's really getting to the point where they're setting themselves up for a fall. I mean, I never would have thought if I had been awoke since I was a child to the Jewish question that they would.
If I would have been woke to the Jewish question, does that sound a little familiar? Possibly translated to the German, let's say.
Yeah. Is the Jewish question, is he a Holocaust denier? Is that what is his?
I'm sure.
Is that his point?
Yeah, I don't know if that's his point, but he's just talking about the Jews run America, and
is this guy running?
People
for
like
office?
Him have to stop it.
How is the GOP allowing this guy to run for fucking office?
Probably we disavow or whatever, but
that you would never have a guy with Democrat in front of his name running for office as a if you're a Nazi, you wouldn't
ever
happen.
Would have thought. If I had been awoke since I was a child to the Jewish question, that they would ever push this far, that there would be this much chutzpah at a time when Trump got elected to save the working class, to give the Rust Belt hope again. They go and they got the tax legislation that would have given American working families long-term aid and benefit.
So he's blaming the Jews for the evil
Republican tax scam.
You know, I mean, if you think about who's president, it's amazing we don't have more of these shitheads, you know? Because all this guy, this idiot, who, he's fascist. This is fascism. He's blaming the Jewish people for all the problems in the Rust Belt. How does that make any sense? This guy's a fucking idiot.
It's really this chutzpah, this audacity, this it's psychopathic levels of audacity. And everything that Trump promised these Jewish supremacists are preventing him from delivering and taking away when he has delivered. And it's really, whether they do it through the judiciary, J-E-W-diciary, or
J-E-W-diciary.
You fucking idiot. You fucking moron.
Or through their control of the Congress through AIPAC, the largest lobby is the Jewish lobby in Washington. It's really heart-wrenching to see these working-class Americans that poured their hopes and their dreams into campaigning for Trump and putting out yard signs and getting excited. And it's just like Reagan all over again when he granted amnesty and then chain migration. It's just an about face. And
I guess they're still butthurt over Reagan.
This guy, the problem, what's scary about this dude is that he has this tone. His tone makes him sound like he could be a reasonable person. But he's obviously batshit crazy, a fucking racist, a lunatic, that. But he's talking very calmly and shit.
It's heartbreaking. And I'm trying to give at least the Californians here's a little bit of hope again by trying to not only offer what Trump was offering, but more by actually not just dealing with the issues facing working class people in this country, but facing whites in this country, but also dealing with the root of all of the problems that these different people are facing, whether they're white or Asian. The root of all of our problems is a Zionist Jewish supremacist lobby. And if Trump had just on day one, when he occupied the White House, say, okay, it's time to remove the lobby for a foreign government from our country so we can put America.
Oh my God.
It's time to remove. Wait, Trump is saying we're going to remove the lobby for a foreign government. Trump, doesn't use hair gel, but uses Russian cum to hold that mane on top of his head. Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, this guy, hey, dickhead, what are you smoking? What are you smoking? You're an idiot. This guy must be on LSD and not good LSD. Bad, racist, Nazi acid you're on.
Lobby. And if Trump had just on day one, when he occupied the White House, say, okay, it's time to remove the lobby for a foreign government from our country so we can put America first and make America great again, I think that would have been the winning strategy. But as you have played on your show before with the Nixon tapes, they're all of the great men in history, and President Nixon was a great man. He won the election in a 49-state landslide, have known about the Jews.
Okay.
That doesn't...
That makes him a great man because he won in a 49-state landslide.
Right, and how many votes did Schittler get? How many? I mean, a lot.
Obama won pretty bigly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what level of great is Obama on they won scale?
And just because somebody's popular and there's a lot of people supporting him doesn't make him great. I mean, if you look back at those fucking Hitler speeches, there's a lot of people cheering for him or whatever the fuck they're doing.
God, these sad white men who blame their lack of scruples and lack of accomplishment.
It is disgusting.
On brown people and Jews.
It is disgusting. It's just not, what's going on in America right now with this racism and this Nazi bullshit is grotesque.
You can put America first and make America great again. I think that would have been the winning strategy. But as you have played on your show before with the Nixon tapes, they're all of the great men in history. And President Nixon was a great man. He won the election in a 49-state landslide. Have known about the Jewish question. The question isn't whether or not a leader or a politician knows about the Jewish question. It's whether or not he does something about it. You have to speak publicly the way you speak privately. And if Richard Nixon, when they first started attacking him, just like President Trump, had come out and said, I'm under attack by Jews.
This is amazing to me. This is like literally the shit that was going on in Germany in the 30s.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Nobody's talking about the Jewish problem, the situation.
I mean, you know, like this guy's crazy and all these Nazi wackos are crazy. But like the crazy thing is that I feel like we are not appreciating how nuts, or most people just don't appreciate how nuts Trump is and what is happening.
Right. And
he's a fascist.
And he is the Johnny Cuntwad seed of the spreading little trees of hatred, pouring fertilizer on all these little hate trees that are around the country.
Yeah, you know, and ending DACA and that shit by Jeff Bosesh saying, guess what? If you come into this country, we're going to separate the parents from the children. That's fucked up. The whole justification Trump's why he wants to build the wall is built on racism. Racism. And it's fucked up.
Here's the rest of this Nazi scum.
Yeah.
She knows about the Jewish question. It's whether or not he does something about it. You have to speak publicly the way you speak privately. And if Richard Nixon, when they first started attacking him, just like President Trump, had come out and said, I'm under attack by Jews. J-E-W, name the Jew. He would have probably survived it, and we might have liberated ourselves from the Jewish
media. He might still do that. And
name the Jew. Name the Jew.
These guys, like Trump, like this dude, these people are not to be understood, that we shouldn't prop them up. We shouldn't treat them like real people. This is fucking fascism. It's racism. It's disgusting.
And we don't have to tolerate this.
We don't have... No! Fuck no!
Free speech! What about my free speech? Why do you and I hate free speech? Well, they can say this, and we get to do exactly what we're doing.
This is why...
And mock them soundly.
Right.
Marginalize them. Boycott the fuck out of them.
This is why we need our progressive leaders to not fucking validate these people. They can't validate these people. You can't vote for them. I don't give a fuck how purple your fucking state is. You don't vote for shit. You don't take calls from any of these fucking people. They're nuts. They're Nazis. Trump is emboldening all these people. We're being nice.
Can you imagine this a couple of years ago? Even?
No.
Being played?
A fucking course not.
I mean, even on David Duke's radio show.
It shows you how racist our country is, how tenuous everything is here, how dangerous it is.
Here's the end of this, and then I've got the story.
I said, I'm under attack by Jews. J-E-W, name the Jew. He would have probably survived it, and we might have liberated ourselves from the Jewish media.
He might still do that, and I hope we can convince him of that fact, because that's what brings it all together. And when you just look at the organization of the people who hate him and who are trying to crucify him, you know, this is almost like a passion play.
Oh, my God.
Like a passion play. Their Christ figure is being nailed up on the cross by the J-E-W's.
Yeah, I feel like at some point our leaders have to start just calling this government out for what it is. It's fascist. This is a fascist administration. Let's just quit fucking around. Let's be real. That Trump is a fascist. He is emboldening fascists like this dickhead. And our progressives in this country, they need to start having this conversation publicly. Like this is a there's fascism in the White House. It's nuts.
This is from 3 days ago. A California Republican candidate for U.S. Senate who praises Adolf Hitler.
No, great.
And believes Jewish representation in government should be limited was kicked out of the state's GOP convention on Saturday.
Oh, good.
Well they kicked him out. That's amazing. It is California, though. Alabama's like, come here.
Yeah. We don't give a shit.
Patrick Little hopes to become the Republican candidate to face off against Dianne Feinstein, running for a fifth term in the fall. Feinstein, in the most recent polling, has 39% of the vote, while Little came in second place at 18%.
That's fucking disgusting. That is fucking disgusting. And the thing is, it's like we normalize these motherfuckers.
State GOP spokesman Matt Fleming said Little has never been active in Republican politics. He added the GOP condemns anti-Semitism and any other form of religious bigotry. No, you want gay people to be rounded up and put in camps?
If you think about, if you do a little bigotry roundup on the Trump administration and our government right now, that fucking Trump ran and he said, we got to ban all Muslims until we figure out what the fuck is going on. We're going to, day one, we're deporting all these people. We're going to get rid of DACA.
Here we go.
in a video posted, Little railed against his ejection while standing and spitting on an Israeli flag.
Oh, my God. What?
Here's a little bit of that.
What the fuck is this?
It's got a sign that says, it's not okay to be white on Twitter. And he's... What's great is there's a person standing. There's two counter protesters on either side of this asshole. I can't read what the one sign says, but the other sign says, fuck this white supremacist with an arrow pointing at Little.
Yeah. Fuck this white supremacist. Yeah, man. Fuck him.
This guy is a piece of shit.
What a pile of bitch.
Got it. The ADL runs Twitter. So
yes, they've opened up a regional headquarters here.
The Anti-Defamation
right.
runs Twitter, apparently.
Great.
He is a 33-year-old IT engineer, Marine veteran,
yes.
who served in Afghanistan. Well, that's it. Maybe he had a IED go off too close to his head or something.
Right.
He describes himself as a white advocate. Who aims to crush anti-white racism in U.S. institutions.
What is this white victimhood that is happening? What the fuck is this? Are people so simple-minded not to... Yeah, they are. No,
He's referred to Hitler as one of the greatest leaders in history.
Oh, you're stupid. You're a fucking idiot.
His literal campaign slogan is liberate the U.S. from the Jewish oligarchy.
This is about Donald fucking Trump. All this shit is Donald Trump emboldening assholes like this. This is what is going on. This is, you know what I mean? It has to be Trump. What do we expect? You got a racist dickhead as our commander in chief. This shit happens.
Little told a reporter from a TV station, Twitter was run by the Jewish Anti-Defamation League, and he wants to debate if the Holocaust happened.
How dare you, Bernie Bros? How dare you, Bernie Bros, not come out and vote for Hillary Clinton? Look what happened. Apologize to your Jewish friends. You fucked them.
Well, right.
I mean, you know, we got Donald Trump as president. Of course we have these racists running around acting like they're normal. We have a society that is normalizing racism. It's 2018. It's disgusting. We don't even know how to behave properly around Trump. He's not a guy that you humanize. Jimmy Fallon. What the fuck?
So that's, there you go. That's a little bit of Trump's America, everybody.
God, this country's Woo-hoo! In a bad fucking place. We can't get too comfortable. We know all this crazy shit comes out. Mueller's got new evidence. So I know there's lots of shit, but God, Trump is still in office. Trump is still in office. He's still doing racist things. It's fucked up.
Don Blankenship.
No, my God. China people.
Posted a screed on Facebook.
Fuck you, Don, you murderous dickbag.
Following his loss, his third place finish in the Republican primary for Senate in West Virginia.
And he got votes, right? He did get votes.
Yeah, he got like 20-something percent, I think.
Oh, my God. How sad. Our country is sad. God.
You know, he kind of blamed Trump.
Oh, yeah.
During his concession speech.
No, dickhead. The only reason you got 20% is because this is a golden time for you. Right? People are normalizing racism.
He writes on... Apparently, after a little time, he's still pissed at Trump because on Facebook he writes... This is an open letter for President Donald Trump. Dear, by the way, I'm going to read this with some inflection.
Oh, okay.
I could read it like him, but we would all pass out by the third sentence because he sounds like you have rightfully complained about fake news and the corrupt Obama era Department of Justice.
Oh, that's funny.
However, you seem unaware of the fact that you are not the only one under attack. The attacks on me began 33 years ago and culminated with me being falsely charged with 3 felonies.
Oh my God, you fucking victim fuck.
Even though the odds of beating 3 felonies are at least 150-1, what
is he talking about?
Where does he get the odds? Where do you look up beating 3 felonies
in
Vegas odds?
That's a good point. I mean, people gamble on anything, right?
Even though the odds are 151, I did beat all three that were levied against me. However, I was then sent to prison for a fake misdemeanor charge and conviction. A fact your son, Mitch McConnell,
and even
Fox News all ignore when they call me a felon.
Cocaine Mitch, baby! Dude, that picture you sent me of, what is this cocaine, that picture? You sent me a cocaine Mitch.
Oh, somebody put Mitch McConnell's head, smiling head on Scarface's body.
Yeah, yeah.
With Scarface
funny,
surrounded by a cloud of cocaine.
By the way, if you want to see that picture, go to Crab Diving on Twitter. Fuck Nazis.
Tweet it? This is Blanket Ship Screed. The Obama DOJ was not the only corrupt agency. The Obama Mine Safety and Health Administration was equally so. 29 miners died at Upper Big Branch Mine because of MSHA, which was followed by false MSHA investigation reports. It wasn't him cutting corners on his safety standards. No, it was Obama. He just blamed Obama for his
mine.
For the
death of those people in a coal mine.
Yeah.
How do you do that, Don? Is this Don Blankenship doing this? Don, I think there was a court case. They blamed you, right? It was his fault.
Right. He was charged with three felonies, which he beat the 150-1 odds, Ryan.
Don, fuck you. You know, and all the people in China say fuck you as well.
I share most of all of your policy views. Remember, this is an open letter to President Donald Trump from Butthurt Don.
Hey, Don, what do you think Donald Trump's going to do with an open letter? He's not going to read it.
No,
he's shove it up his asshole.
He's got to have somebody read it to him. I share most of all of your policy views, but I refrain from taking positions based on fake news and swampers rhetoric. You of all people
swampers
should also refrain from doing so. You yourself also spread fake news against me. I can't read it without doing it.
God, you're garbage.
Your interference in the West Virginia election displayed a lack of understanding of the likely outcome of the upcoming general election.
Ugh, God, time out. Why are you having trouble reading this? Because he's too fucking stupid.
I'm having trouble reading it not like him.
Well, read it like him. I mean,
Patrick Morrissey will likely lose the general election. It's too late to change that, but it's not helpful to do to me what others are doing to you. Best of luck in achieving your agenda. It's important to America. I look forward to meeting with you in the near future. Thanks, Don Blankenship.
Oh, God, you're dumb as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I
the one comment says loser says what? Loser says what?
Oh God. What's this Don Blankenship gonna do now? He's not gonna be a czar of all West Virginia. What's he gonna do with himself?
Wow, Don doesn't have anybody cleaning out his comments on this because I'm not finding any kind words here in his comments.
Not even from China people.
A lot of sore losers flock together, Don.
Hey.
Get with Roy Moore. Go cry into your beers together whilst trading China and Jew jokes in some hick dive bar, you repugnant prick.
Yeah.
Just go away. America will be a smidge better for it.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Who said this? Who is this? I like this. I'm down for this.
Pauline on Facebook responded.
Fuck yeah, Pauline. Fuck this guy. It's Don Blankenship. You're a fucking loser. China people.
This person says, good Lord, people actually supported this horrible person. I'm amazed at the idiocy. How did they ever figure out how to use Facebook? Astonishing.
Yeah. Hey, Don, you're so boring. You're so monotone. Why don't you get a bump of whatever from Cocaine Mitch? Guys, jazz it up.
Don, did you see the other night where they were talking about West Virginia and a convict was running for office? That made me sick.
Wait. Isn't Don a convict?
That's what she's talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Cocaine Mitch. It's heroin, too. It was heroin, not cocaine, right?
Oh, boy.
You dickhead.
McConnell is crooked. He has his hands in all the state's elections. He is a never-Trumper, and I would have voted for you if I lived in West Virginia. Hell, you won the debate, hands down. The other two that were up on stage were trying not to say the wrong thing to hurt feelings. Just traditional politicians and crooks.
God damn.
So, they want people to go up and hurt feelings.
Everybody's feelings but theirs.
Right.
You mentioned one tiny thing about white Christianitude. Ah, you're persecuting us.
Dude, think about it. In a public building, people want to take this slab of the Ten Commandments down, which, Don, why would these evangelicals give a fuck about the Ten Commandments? This is a guy that was negligent and let people die. Now, I'm not familiar with the Ten Commandments, but isn't there something on there about not killing people?
That's actually one of them. Not rape, not slavery, but they do have killing in there.
Hey, Roy Moore, you probably love the fuck out of the Ten Commandments. Do you break any of them? Well, wait, there's not one on the Ten Commandments to say you can't rape children, right? That's not on there.
Correct.
Why? Why not?
That's what Roy Moore probably points out all the time.
We like it.
I ain't in the top 10.
I hate these evangelical fucks. I mean, they're all racist. They're all stupid. They're dumb.
Speaking of, tune in tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen and others, on Faithless Friday here at Crab Diving.
Ooh, any Jim Baker clips that we're going to play?
We focus on the religiosity assholery a little bit more.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I am flabbergasted that Jim Baker is back selling real estate. You must be shitting me. It's unreal.
People are not bright.
Good, Lori.
Yay.
People are not bright.
People are dumb as fuck.
So tune in tomorrow, everybody, and listen to all the other stuff here on the network.
That's right. K-Boys. The Hollywood Hick. A Daily Upper Decker. Go fuck yourself.
And follow us on social media and everything. And thanks to those that buy shit through our Amazon portal. It helps us out a lot. If you would like to do that, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, and every time you go to Amazon, we get a little commission for whatever you buy.
And by the way, if you want to hire us for a live event for 2 hours, we are available for $45,000.
Cheaper. Cheaper.
We're gonna negotiate down from that.
Not cheaper. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No.
I'm just saying. Geez. We can deal, everybody.
We can deal. We have a little wiggle room, but you know.
Invite us to your family dinner.
Yeah. you want us to fuck up service. Thanksgiving? Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Where we go to Thanksgiving and we defend the liberals against the assholes. We'll be the uncivil people that show up and fight with your racist old uncle.
Yeah. And we also, you got to feed us too. You know what
Well,
I mean?
That's, yeah. We don't.
Yeah. I want to eat. And you gotta Trump, bring Kate has to be fed as well, right?
Trump's America. I'm not taking Kate on to any events.
Okay. Sorry. Unless Sorry, intern.
That's also negotiable though. Gavin McGinnis, you've heard of him.
Who the fuck is
at
this?
At one point he was almost a sane person creating Vice TV.
Oh, this dude. This guy is.
But now he's turned into an MRA proud. He's the leader of the Proud Boys, which is the sad little boys who.
Look at my penis.
Well, the sad boy the Proud Boy outfit are the ones are the white polo shirt / khakis. That's their outfit.
That's the Charlottesville fuckface outfit,
that's
right?
One of them. Yes. Yeah. Been designated as a hate group. The Proud Boys.
Good job, guys.
They're MRAs. They're sad little boys. Probably some incels.
Right. I'm an incel. Dumb as fuck.
I think at some point when we have time, we'll do an expose on the incels. I couldn't keep myself from reading up more about these people. These are people who are angry that women won't fuck them. Incel is short for involuntarily celibate.
Hey, incel dickheads, let me ask you a few questions.
But they're mad at the world and at women and at the cuckification of America. They think they're the big alpha males with the big swinging balls and that the women should be flocking to them, but they're sucking cuck instead.
Maybe, incels, maybe it's your shitty personalities.
Well,
maybe
read a book. They're shitty personalities.
Read a book. Do a little elliptical. Cultivate your personality. Be less racist. Be less stupid.
But they're anti-feminist. Oh, they're anti-LGBTQ, which you think they would
right.
be.
If you want to get a girlfriend, don't hate women.
Well, don't be an asshole.
Okay,
right.
I mean, I don't know. Don't be so misogynistic.
Unless you want to role play like Schneiderman.
Yeah, God.
A garbage person.
Oh, total. The brown slave thing or whatever the fuck. Was
by the way, it's all
that.
Good because the New York legislature has put in a temporary AG there, and she
yes.
is like a longtime women's rights.
Oh, good.
She was their solicitor general. She's tough as shit. And
what's happening with all the Trump shit?
Well, that's it. Everything's been turned over to her. It should all be good.
Okay.
We hope. The Gavin McInnes does a YouTube show, I guess, radio, you know, anybody, any asshole can do a podcast or anything.
Any dickhead can get on the fucking internet.
Crabdiving.com.
Follow us on 4chan.
Here is Gavin McInnes upset at how Trump supporters are being treated.
They're not
getting the respect they deserve, Ryan.
Nobody wants to fuck Trump supporters.
Gavin McInnes.
Here in New York City, wearing a MAGA hat is like being openly gay in 1950.
Wearing a MAGA hat is like being openly gay in 1950.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You fuckhead. How you're equating... This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. He's equating being gay with supporting Donald Trump. If you support Donald Trump, I mean, you're a racist. You're something. You're fucked up. That you're equating that with being gay? How dare you? You're a fucking idiot.
Here in New York City, wearing a MAGA hat is like being openly gay in 1950. And I'm not exaggerating. You will get your ass beat. You will not last at a bar in Harlem. We try it all the time and get booted out. There's many bars that open.
We try it all the time.
This is infuriating because we know from different studies and stuff, like hate crimes are up, right?
Oh, bigly.
Not on white people.
Correct.
Trump supporters aren't getting beaten up. I mean, yeah, you might have somebody
occasionally,
say,
maybe
you go into a bar in Harlem, you got a MAGA hat on. Well, somebody says, fuck off.
And
fuck
I'm
yeah,
sure,
they do.
I'm sure they're just walking in with their MAGA hat and sitting down and ordering a drink not doing anything else.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure they're not walking in and daring people to say something to them.
And
basically.
Also, fuck nut. Anywhere else, I imagine a lot of other places in New York, you show up in a MAGA hat. Yeah, you're going to hear about it. You should.
And,
you're garbage.
And I decry violence, but if somebody walks up to you and says, you're a fucking asshole for wearing that hat.
God damn it.
First Amendment, snowflake bitch.
Yeah.
First Amendment.
And at some point, this country has to get serious about the racism that's going on. And if that means right. you see somebody in a MAGA hat, you say, hey, what are you, racist?
Right.
You call them out.
You will get your ass beat. You will not last at a bar in Harlem. We try it all the time and get booted out. There's many bars that openly say you cannot be here. If you go into a bar wearing a MAGA hat, people start getting uncomfortable. The bartender will ask you to leave politely. People yell at you on the street and spit on you. This is because you support the president of the United States.
No. Well, yes. But it's also because you support a racist, homophobe,
yes.
misogynist, white nationalist, anti-Semite.
Yeah. And the first part of his story, the bartender will ask you politely to leave because he wants you to leave his bar. And when you, he's like, we tried it 3 or 4 times to go in these Harlem bars with a MAGA hat on. They're trying to provoke something.
Absolutely.
That's what these guys want to do. They want to provoke violence. They are looking for a fight.
Eat and spit on you. This is because you support the president.
So if you go into a bar in central West Virginia with a rainbow hat on and a I'm with her T-shirt.
Oh, my God.
Let's see how well you're loved and treated.
Well, yeah,
This is, I mean, not that
I'm condoning
right
the violence that these guys experience, but they deserve to experience a pushback. if you're wearing a hate hat, you deserve to have something said to you. And it's not just for supporting the president of the United States. That's bullshit. Walk into a bar wearing a Bush Cheney hat.
This is
no one's going to say fuck all to you.
This guy is from Vice.
He started it. I don't think he has. I don't know if he has much.
Hey, Vice, this motherfucker better not be on your shit because I'm done. I'm fucking done. This guy's disgusting. He is. He's equating that wearing a MAGA hat with being gay. I mean, you're a piece of fucking shit.
Actor, comedian, co-founder of Vice Media and Vice Magazine, host of Get Off My Lawn on Conservative Review Radio.
So he's on Vice right now.
I don't know that he's still on Vice, though.
This guy's vile. I mean, you know, MAGA stands for Make America White Again. Let's be real. That administration is anti-gay, anti-black, anti-Muslim. All kinds of bad shit.
He refers to himself as a Western chauvinist and has started a men's organization called Proud Boys.
Man, fuck you. Fuck this guy.
In 2013, he was interviewed by the HuffPo on a panel about masculinity.
Oh, come on.
He said, people would be happier if women would stop pretending to be men. He says, feminism has made women less happy. We've trivialized childbirth and being domestic so much that women are forced to pretend to be men.
This guy is a dumbass.
I mean,
it's sad. You sad little fucknut.
Yeah, show us on the doll where femininity or feminism touched you, Gavin. How are you hurt and threatened by women wanting to be treated, I don't know, equally?
Gavin, you know, if you remembered it all in history, I'll be shocked, you piece of shit, but it's not going to be fondly. People like you are going to be looked upon as Trump sympathizers. You know what I mean? You're on the wrong side of history. You're garbage.
Here's the rest of him.
Bit on you. This is because you support the president of the United States. At one point I said on stage, you know, You're treating us like pedophiles. It's like the next guy's going to come out talking about how sexy babies are and arguing for fishnets that are this tall and split crotch panties that are this big and little tassels for babies.
Wait to see his stand-up. He sounds like he's a laugh riot.
That's very specific. That's creepy as fuck. God, you're a simpleton, you fucking dickhead.
And then, by the way, people interpret that as me saying Milo is a pedophile because he was coming out next. I hate having to say just kidding. Don't you?
No. Listen, racists and dickheads say that all the time. They say something horribly homophobic, something racist, something stupid. And they say, oh, come on, it was a joke. I'm just kidding. Jokes are funny. God.
Gavin McInnes, everybody. You're treating us like pedophiles because we love Trump.
God, it's like
you're mean to white men and you evil women who won't fuck us.
You know, I don't understand what world we're living in. We're living in a world where people say shitty, racist, homophobic things. You can't be mean to them. What are you supposed to be? Civil? This is bullshit. I mean, these guys, they don't see people as everybody is equal. That's these people we shouldn't tolerate in society. Fuck this. He's an asshole.
Hot off the presses again over Raw Story. Holy shit. Trump's America.
Fuck you.
And what's scary about so many of these stories is these are kids. These are high school kids that are doing this racist shit.
It's heartbreaking.
So it's been passed down from one shit-stained racist generation to the next shit-stained racist generation.
I was about to say something, and it wouldn't have made any sense. Why don't parents talk to their kids and say, don't be racist, you
fucking idiot?
Because
they're racist.
Yeah. So what do you do?
A North Carolina high school student has defended tearing down a Black Lives Matter poster at his school saying he felt violated by the message.
Then you're a racist. Then you're stupid. We're past the point where adults, and I don't know, nobody should have to be, nobody should not understand why Black Lives Matter. That shouldn't be lost on anyone.
Mason Stewart, shit stain, disgusting subhuman, 16-year-old white fucking racist scum.
You dickhead.
Shame on the Stewarts. The parentage.
Yes!
Fail. Parent fail. He said he complained for weeks to teachers and to faculty that he found the poster offensive.
Oh, God.
The artwork had been approved by the school.
The Black Lives Matter poster had been approved by the school.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
So he decided to take matters into his own hands. He ripped it down, leading to his own suspension. He said, it's very offensive. It's pointing fingers to cops and more likely white officers. I have a lot of respect for officers because their job is not easy.
What about people of color that get shot for no reason by the fucking police, dude? What do you say to that? Do you not see black people as humans? Do they not do the same respect that you're giving these white cops?
You tell them Black Lives Matter, and the first thing they think is, you're saying white lives don't matter.
Dude, we're so fucked up.
No, that's not what we're saying.
We had to have a show. We did a show recently where we went and we looked at all the reasons the state seceded from the Union and why we had the Civil War. Within one to two sentences in all the letters of secession, right, slavery is mentioned.
Sure.
And when you talk about these Civil War memorials that weren't even built during the time of the Civil War, they were built to promote the Jim Crow laws, right?
Yeah.
So, like, we can't even come together as a society and say those Civil War memorials are racist and they should come down. Oh, we can't even do that. I'm at a loss.
There might be audio of this.
In Louisiana, people, remember in Louisiana, they were taking down those Civil War memorials and they all had to wear black ninja outfits so nobody could see their fucking faces?
Well, they had to cover the trucks. They had to cover the name of the companies on the trucks because of the racist, violent scumbags that were threatening them.
Vote for me. I swear to God, I would go to these Civil War memorials, get a tank, run these fucking things the fuck over so everybody's on the same fucking page.
Let me see if this is...
The Confederacy was bad. Nazis are bad.
So this is video of this little white shit stain removing the poster. I will not be quiet any longer. You will not put white cops on the wall and say they're killing black people.
But
don't give cops a reason to shoot you and you will be alive.
Oh, spoken from the lips of a white privileged fuckface, right? A white privileged fuckface that's never been pulled over probably for no fucking reason. That doesn't get harassed by cops for no fucking reason. That doesn't walk into Walmart and get followed by management for no fucking reason. We're nuts.
One other student tweeted the video of it and she said, this guy tore down the artwork of other students about police brutality today. Artwork that had been approved by the administration. This is the same guy who brought an All Lives Matter poster and a Don't Tread on Me flag to our school walkout. I'm just so done with people like this. So there's hope.
Fuck yes.
There are young people
that
realize that this Mason Stewart is a subhuman vermin who should be marginalized and their views should be decried and
yeah.
Figuratively spit upon.
Hey, Mason, what if you went on vacation, you're checking out of your Airbnb, and all of a sudden you're surrounded by cops because of your skin color? How the fuck would that make you feel on your goddamn vacation, dickhead?
And again, I have no doubt. If Mason's showing up with an All Lives Matter poster and the fucking Gazden flag, the parents are involved. The parents know what's going on.
Oh, God.
I have no doubt. You go to that school. You're going for that. This is the walkout. He brought that to the walkout for gun safety.
Oh, my
God. Don't tread on me and All Lives Matter.
You fuckhead. You fuckhead.
I don't know.
Yeah, the racism of this country is just a stain on our history.
And thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you for the fucking people that voted for him. That's I know we've been racist forever. We've always been a racist country, but this fucking Donald Trump is like a kick in the nads. These people are emboldened. You got these goddamn people marching in Charlottesville with no fucking hoods. Yeah. Shouting Nazi fucking slogans. And our president couldn't come out and condemn these motherfuckers. That's crazy.
Both sides.
He should have. God. If our government didn't condemn them.
He defended them. Yeah,
you're right. He defended them. They ran over a protester. They ran over somebody with a fucking car.
Yep.
God damn it. Though if we had a responsible Congress and House, impeachment proceedings would have been started after our fucking president couldn't speak out against white supremacy. That's a crime. What was that?
Breaking news. It's a very brief breaking news clip. Thanks to Maud Gonne for tweeting this to us, too. I saw this over at the WAPO. Red headline.
Yes.
Breaking news hot off the presses. Michael Cohen's $600,000 deal with AT&T specified that he would advise on the Time Warner merger internal companies show. So all these companies
that was written
they're
down?
Like, why are you dealing with this guy? The Korean company is looking to build airplanes for the army or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They gave money to Cohen for consulting. Now AT&T, we mentioned yesterday. Well, why is AT&T trying to talk to the president? And yesterday we said, well, you know, they've got this little merger thing that they'd like to have done, and they would love for the administration to grease the wheels.
How did they figure that out? Was it written in the memo section of the check or something?
Apparently somebody is leaking documents from AT&T. 3 days after Trump was sworn into, this is from the WAPO. 3 days after Trump was sworn into office, telecom giant AT&T turned to his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, for help on a wide portfolio of issues pending before the federal government, including the company's proposed merger with Time Warner.
Oh, my God.
Internal documents obtained by the Washington Post reveal for the first time that Cohen's $600K deal, $600,000.
That's a lot of money.
With AT&T specified that he would provide advice on the $85 billion merger, which required the approval of federal antitrust regulators. Cohen went to the worst law school in the nation and is known for nothing other than paying off porn stars to shut the fuck up for Trump. How all of a sudden is he now a brilliant consultant on mergers? How is he a brilliant consultant on Korean business issues?
It's May 10th, 2018. When was Obama in office? When was he here?
1,000 years
ago.
Oh,
my God.
It feels like.
I put up a picture of the bat signal, but it's instead of bat, it says Obama and the bat signal. We need it. I wish a deep state existed. I wish we had a deep state that could fix all this. We don't.
Cohen's deals with AT&T and other corporate clients were first revealed this week by the attorney for adult film star Stormy Daniels. But new documents obtained by the Post offer greater detail about the arrangement and the type of work that Cohen had been hired to perform. It is unclear what insight Cohen, a longtime real estate attorney and former taxicab operator, could have provided AT&T on complex telecom issues.
I'll say this. Thank goodness for Stormy Daniels and her fucking lawyer, this Avenatti dude, right? I mean, goddamn.
How amazing.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here, though, people.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing to see. Great job, Republicans. Great fucking job.
Yay. God.
Unreal.
It's crazy, dude.
the blatant, this is,
I mean, is that,
this is Russia level
is that illegal?
Corruption, where in Russia, they don't care. Fuck you. That's how it works. Billionaires run the government. Right. So they don't care.
Yes.
Fuck you. Yes, it's corrupt. Yes, I paid this guy to do this. Of course, that's how things work.
And they wouldn't have paid off Stormy Daniels. She would have disappeared.
Well, yeah.
I mean, is that illegal? Is it illegal for somebody to sell access to the president for $600 and then to say, we'll push for the merger? If you pay me $600,000,
it's vague. Sometimes, like they have to prove a link between a decision that was made or something. Like, I don't even know that all this is illegal necessarily. And what's going to happen is you can't tell me Trump didn't know and follow the money. The big thing is, like they pointed out on telly last night,
hello,
Trump, Cohen, all these guys like to think they're wearing pinky rings and having drinks at the Bada Bing every night. They all think they're in the fucking Sopranos.
They are.
And
it's so insane.
And one key element of the business model of mobsters is you kick up.
Oh, yeah.
You kick the money up. So you tell me that Cohen is getting $500,000 here, $600,000 there, $1.4 million from that pharmaceutical company. You tell me he's getting all that money and not a dime of it is being kicked up to the Don. Don.
His name is literally Don.
Bullshit.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
So they're going to find that's why Trump was losing his mind, I'll bet.
Because there's got to be.
When Cohen's shit. When Cohen's door was kicked in.
So what happens if Avenatti finds out that, Schittler was getting money from Cohen from these payouts from AT&T? Will that matter legally?
He did find that out, and these companies admitted it. Cohen's trying to muddy the water by saying that a couple of the smaller, apparently this big list of money and companies that Avenatti had contains three or four listings for like tiny amounts, $15,000-$20,000, tiny amounts to these people.
Yeah.
But it was the wrong Michael Cohen.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So the attorneys are now like, look, it's discredited. Meanwhile, AT&T is like, yeah, we totally paid him. And Novartis is like, yeah, we totally paid him $1.4 million. So like Avenatti said, the money was 99, we're 99 point something percent correct.
Yeah. Why are the companies saying they paid him? I mean, did they?
Because they're caught. They were corroborated.
Yeah.
The New York Times and NBC somehow both got a hold of some other financial records that corroborated that.
Interesting. This is fucking
nuts. Now, if this money, where did the money, now the question is, where'd the money go? Where did all this money for essential consulting LLC.
Well, it must be sitting in a bank account
somewhere,
right?
Where did it go? And once they find that out, if they find out it ended up at the Trump campaign or Trump himself, then it's criminal.
Okay.
For everybody involved.
Bam.
Pay for play. The president is being bribed.
Yay. And it's trash. It's the trashiest of trashy. God.
Stupid
it's a
Watergate.
Fucking episode of The Sopranos.
Stupid.
But in
Watergate.
The White House. Instead of Jersey, it's D.C.
Yeah. We got to go, everybody.
Yay.
We'll be back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, y'all. Join us 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app, and we're at crabdiving.com. Thanks for all the great reviews and everything. We appreciate it. Love you all big time.
Ooh, danke.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. More bullshit tomorrow.
Black Lives Matter.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
I'm not going to blame myself. I'll be honest.
It's going down the tubers.
Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
I like you because you are special.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.